Denise Ferguson. She is the president and CEO of the Lansing Economic Area Partnership. That's LEAP Incorporated. Denise is leaving us to move somewhere else. She's abandoning us, but she's leaving us with a party, Denise, and that's always a good thing. How are you?
I am good, Tony. A party is always a good time, right?
Well it is. And, you know, of anyone who has embarked on a new journey in their professional career, in the year and a half I've been doing this show, I'm not sure I've heard as much from folks about someone leaving as I have heard about you. A lot of people are going to miss you. You've created a lot of great partnerships as the president and CEO of LEAP.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate all of that, and I think at some level my name is synonymous with the organization, and I think what people are really excited about is all the progress that we've made at LEAP, and I'm very excited about that too. This is my home, and I feel very proud of all of the great work that we've done to bring people together and set a course for the future of this region. So I expect that we'll have a nice little party in a couple of weeks, and I've hired a wonderful team of people that are there, and our board of directors and investors and partners are all great. So I think you'll see wonderful things continue.
All right. Why are you leaving us, and where are you going?
Well, I am going to Cincinnati, Ohio. So as I like to put it, I'm going to keep my smaller market in my heart and then take on a bigger one at the same time. So can't really cut the roots to your home, right? But similar opportunity in Cincinnati to really build out a cluster-based economic development strategy there in a much bigger market. I have some background in consumer marketing, and they have some of the big dogs like Procter & Gamble, which will make it very fun and particularly interesting for me. But the key for everyone here to know, I think, is a lot of the reasons that they were very attracted to me is because of what we've done at LEAP. And so if nothing else, I'm incredibly proud of being part of bringing together this region and unifying it in a way that I don't think that we've seen too often in the past, and getting everyone focused on what are really the right goals for our community, for bigger cities. So I think we should all be very proud of that and stay very focused and committed and determined to keeping all of these great efforts moving forward in Greater Lansing. We've achieved a lot in 5 years.
All right. Denise is going to be the Vice President of Economic Development for Cincinnati USA Regional Partnership. You know, Denise, when I think about what you do at LEAP, I think about jobs, and I think about we need investment from business back in to their company so that they can create these jobs, and they need an environment that allows them to do that. But when I read the latest economic indicators, it still shows a lot of businesses are holding on to their money because of an uncertain future, not only here in the state of Michigan, but as we face this debt ceiling budget challenge, a lot of folks are uncertain what's going to happen, and they don't want to spend money.
There are certainly those factors out there, Tony. There are some pretty heavy macro factors going on. But, you know, what I always like to remind people is that when we look at, certainly my tenure as president and CEO, at least in the last 2.5 years, we've had some pretty amazing accomplishments, and specifically in regard to the jobs. When you look back at that 2.5 years, we have, helped to bring in or retain 2,250 jobs with a payroll that equates to about $86 million. And that's really just looking at the business development side, never mind all of the great awards this region has received for things that it's doing to transform itself. So huge challenges, but we need to stay very focused on. We've made really incredible accomplishments in this region across a lot of people, companies, and organizations in a really tough time. So it will get better. It is getting better. And we've done amazing things at, it's sort of the bottom of the bucket. So
okay.
That gives me great hope.
What can the state, what can state government do so that more jobs can be created, say in the short term, 3 to 6 months?
You know, I think there is so much going on right now that is moving in that direction. You have to keep the environment right for business. That's a state issue. That's a local issue. You have to make this a place where businesses want to be and want to spend and want to hire people and grow. So there are a lot of things going on in that regard. I also think what's important are the efforts to truly focus on regionalization. That's always been a challenge for this region, and we have made incredible strides to work together better as a region, both with our public entities and through organizations like LEAP and the Chamber. So that's critical because we've all got to play together on the same team because we're competing against everyone else, not ourselves.
All right, Denise, what's your greatest accomplishment? What are you most proud of during your tenure at LEAP?
I think very specifically the Greater Lansing Next Plan and bringing hundreds of people together to both develop that and sort of kick that off. And the reason that I say that is I think that really helped set the foundation and the infrastructure for all of the things that we're seeing accomplished now and we'll see accomplished in the next 10 years. So knowing I had a part in really setting that path for the future and bringing people together makes me incredibly proud.
All right, biggest disappointment.
Biggest disappointment that I couldn't have taken it further while I was here.
All right. Well, I can't wait until August 4th. Not so much to kick you out the door, but I can't wait to say hello to you personally and to kind of hang out and help you on your way to Cincinnati. It's a good town. The Queen City is a great place to be. Thanks for all the times you've come on the program and talk with us. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Tony. I look forward to seeing you.